The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
We are talking criminality too. We're talking, this is the Zodiac speaking. Yeah. Tell me about that.
So this is on Netflix. So the Zodiac Killer is maybe the most famous serial killer of all time, mostly because it is still technically an open case and unsolved. And it's mind-boggling in a way what happened. So this was San Francisco, the Bay Area, as they call it, all around the famed Golden Gate Bridge area, let's say, in the late 60s. And there was clearly a serial killer who seemed to be going after couples a lot of the time. There was five people. He claimed there was a lot more. No one was really sure about that. But I suppose the rub of it was, and this sounds preposterous in this day and age in a way, he started sending the San Francisco Chronicle ciphers, codes, and writing them letters and saying, here's the latest code, and detailing things he'd done, and then saying, see if you can crack this code. And they would print these in the papers, like front page of the San Francisco Chronicle. They would be communicating with this Zodiac killer. And it sounds like something out of a movie. And it's no surprise that this has many times featured in movies. In the first Dirty Harry movie, the Zodiac killer was kind of the basis for Clint Eastwood's opponent. There was a famous movie in the 70s, This is Zodiac. Then in 2007, there was a big Hollywood movie, Zodiac. So he has continued, and we assume it's a he, I'm not entirely sure why, but he has continued to, you know, provoke the imagination.
The cops had a suspect, but never nailed him.
No, indeed they did. A man called Arthur Lee Allen. And that is the person who is the only suspect, even though there have been other suspects, the only one the cops ever named. So to this documentary, that's a very long-winded way of telling you who the Zodiac killer was. What's different, I suppose, about this is they've gone back to the life of this guy, Arthur Lee Allen, as well as some of the Zodiac people. And they have unearthed some pretty shocking, I was going to say revolutionary, but troubling stuff from a family called the Seawaters, who were, because of this, there was five children, I think it was, they were entrusted occasionally into his care. Their mother was a single woman whose their father had been put in a home for reasons we don't have time to get into now. And this school teacher, Arthur Lee Allen, kind of took them out and about and befriended them over the course of 40 years. Yeah. And these poor children may have been in the back of the car while he was committing Zodiac crimes.
I mean, the idea
possibly
being he was taking them off on trips while the parents or the mother had a break or whatever.
Yeah.
And strangely, murders happened in the localities he was visiting.
It is absolutely bizarre. But what's intriguing about this is that if in a way this documentary makes you a jury member and the evidence is presented to you, but it looks highly likely that he is, but, and I don't give a spoiler, but you can't definitively say, like, the evidence is strong, but it is circumstantial.
You've got a couple of clips.
Yeah. So I mentioned the San Francisco Chronicle. There was this guy called Robert Graysmith who became obsessed with the case, and he features in this documentary. And in a way, he was the journalistic Zodiac hunter. Take a listen to this.
This case, it touched everybody I knew in a city I love. The letter says, you'll never catch me. Well, I'll show you, buddy. I'm going to do that. I wanted to see if there was anything that the police might have missed. I couldn't let go. I spent ages driving around to all the crime scenes trying to find something. My friend once asked me, he says, well, what do you do when you're through with work? Well, like everybody, I go sit in front of a suspect's house. It's, you know, 10 at night. I'm not good at puzzle solving, but I don't give up.
Oh, yeah, the intrepid journalist.
Oh yeah, obsessed, and he's played in that movie, The Zodiac, by Jake Gyllenhaal, and he becomes utterly, utterly obsessed with it. You know,
you've another clip.
Yeah, so and caution advised here, because as I mentioned, the Zodiac, whoever he was, wrote into the San Francisco Chronicle, and they published a lot of these letters. And one of the kind of scary moments in the documentary is they voice up these letters and contain some of the things he wrote in these letters about doing awful things. And as I say, caution advised, this makes for unpleasant listening.
This is the Zodiac speaking. By the way, have you cracked the last cipher I sent you? I have killed 10 people to date. It would have been a lot more, except that my bus bomb was a dud.
Have the ciphers, the symbols, and the letters themselves been of any use to you to this point?
No, we haven't been too successful. We've had them out with experts. The latest one we had, 6 months ago when he sent us a cryptogram was never broken. But I see in his latest letter that he has said he's killed 10, but he didn't specifically state that they happened in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Where do we find This Is Zodiac Speaking?
Oh, on Netflix. It's 3 parts. I'm not a massive fan of true crime. I think it's kind of past its sell-by date and I find it a bit manipulated by a lot of the time. This is a cut above the rest, I would suggest. It really is powerful and shocking and unconcluded, you would have to say. Right, it's a remarkable tale.
Your man is dead anyway.
He is, yeah. So, but there are still people actively trying to find out if he is. So it's very much alive.
Screen time this week?
I have a hell of a show, if I may be so bold. Antonio Banderas, Olivia Colman, Hugh Bonneville talking to me about the new Paddington movie. And as if that wasn't enough, Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez to me about Emilia Perez. And my daughter, who remains utterly unimpressed by any of these people I speak to, said to me, Selena Gomez, why is she talking to you?
That's kids for you.
Indeed.
Great stuff, John. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.